A month before their city elections, voters in the suburb west of Iowa City started getting phone calls about Coralville's debt and use of tax increment financing, or TIF. These weren't the classic campaign robocalls. Callers were volunteers organized by the Iowa chapter of Americans for Prosperity, a conservative super PAC headed by the Koch brothers, and they were prepared to argue. Steve Soboroff owns a local radio station, KCJJ, and says more than 20 people have called in to complain.
On air and off air, saying, hey, these guys are real aggressive and they want to fight. And I thought, well, that's not a good way to telemarket.
For Soboroff, the issue is personal. His station is housed in one of Coralville's TIF-financed development projects, the Iowa River Landing. That connection isn't lost on Mark Lucas, who directs the Iowa chapter of Americans for Prosperity and organized the calls. He denies they were anything other than respectful.
That's ineffective. I would never do that. We don't phone bank after 8:30 p.m. We've never phone banked on a Sunday. So the left is trying to make a lot of accusations. I'm used to it. It's just not true.
Lucas says Americans for Prosperity has put significant funds towards Coralville city elections because the whole state is watching how voters respond to TIF. He says he doesn't think the city has used it responsibly.
We're going to spend as much money as I think is necessary to educate people. As long as we get the message out, that's the most important thing.
Though Coralville, population 12,000, holds nonpartisan local elections, it's a crowded race this year. Four candidates hope to succeed the city's 81-year-old mayor, Jim Fawcett, who has worked in city government for 50 years. In addition, there are eight candidates for three available city council seats. In Coralville, I'm Dury Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.